Hi everyone, a very, very warm welcome to tonight's talk on thinking more positively. Okay, we're just going to take just a couple of minutes just to step back from all the activity that you've been involved with and just give ourselves just an opportunity actually just to, yeah, just relax just behind all the weight of that thinking that we've had during the day. So if you'd like to just join me just for a couple of minutes and I'll just guide you through this. It can be a really helpful exercise to do every now and then through the day, just here and there, just to give yourself a little bit of a break from everything and come back to a calmer space. So just sitting comfortably and just resting your eyes just on a point in front of you. And now gradually just bringing your attention inside. And now as you do, just be aware of how you're feeling from within. How your body's feeling. Is there tension? And if so, just relax it. Aware of how you're breathing. You might like to just slow your breath down. So naturally you start to just breathe more deeply. Now becoming an observer of everything that's going through your mind, like a train, you're just letting all the train carriages just pass. It might feel like a fast train at first. And then gradually, as you relax more and become calmer, it's like the train carriages slow down. And you become more of the aware of the spaces in between the carriages, like spaces in between your thoughts. And just tune into that calm just behind those spaces or in between the thoughts. And let that calm refresh your mind. Like it's cleaning down your mind from everything of the day. And now gradually just bringing your attention just back to the room around you. And now, yeah, so thinking more positively. So I'm sure pretty much that, you know, you're here because you think thinking more positively is a good idea. But on the other hand, you might also be thinking, what sort of challenging times that we're living in right now? Is it really possible to think more positively? But when we look at it, you know, we really kind of recognize that in a sense, it's actually the only really helpful way for me to go. Yes, I have to acknowledge all the different situations that are happening right now and, you know, be aware of that is the reality. But at the same time, how I choose to flow through those kinds of situations and all the different things that present themselves to me along my way is all about my responses. And that's really what's going to be the change maker in terms of what's going to be either uplifting me or bringing me down. And really, in a sense, like positive thinking is so about that. It's really about seizing the moment and really looking at what I can do in that moment to make a difference in terms of how I'm thinking and feeling And really, when I do make that difference, it will really, like, in a sense, it can kind of lift you. It could even change your mood. And it's a little bit like everything that's kind of going through your mind is like, in a sense, like the ocean, yeah? And you're in your little boat and you know you need to get to the other side, but in order to get there and how you get there depends on how you steer that, how you, in a sense, steer your udder. And so, that's again, it's, you know, using that analogy, it's going to be the thing that's going to make all the difference to me, how skillful I am in how I'm moving along. And that will also, you know, the speed will be dependent upon how fast I get to my destination in terms of how skillful that I am with my thinking. And so, yes, let's kind of start looking at this. I'd like to use another analogy there, and I think it's a really, really helpful one just to keep in mind. And I'd suggest over the next week, play with this, keep this in mind, because it's very much from the understanding that whatever I put my attention to, I am nurturing that within myself. And it's really that's creating the quality of the consciousness that I'm living within. And so you might like to liken that to a garden. And so your mind, in a sense, is like, you know, the first round, the garden. Consciousness is like the garden, and every you do with that garden going to either make it a very beautiful space to be in that you feel really good in, or it's going to be something like, let's see, like a rubbish tip because you've not been looking after it, you've not been tending to it. And so kind of thinking about it, yeah, like that. So now, if your mind's like the garden, what does that make your thoughts? So in a sense, your thoughts are like seeds, and those seeds have potential. Now, if they're quality thoughts, if they're positive thoughts, yeah, it'll be like, you know, fragrant flowers or like something that's going to be sustaining, like growing vegetables, or, you know, something like this, or a tree, a fruit tree. So if your thoughts are like the seeds, your mind is like the garden, what does that make you in that picture? So in that picture, you are the gardener. Yeah. And so you're responsible for the quality of what you're growing and what you're sustaining. I need to kind of be looking at it from that perspective. And now we're planting different kinds of things, but I think first of all, it's really, really important to ask yourself, what's the aim of my thinking? And it, you know, if you've never really been thinking in this way before, it could be, oh, that's kind of interesting. I've not really thought of it like that. But if you think of, like, you know, all the kinds of different thoughts that I've had during the day, a lot of it will have been just very much focused on doing stuff, but how I was doing stuff, that's going to be again the change maker in terms of how I feel by the end of the day. So to think about the way that I go about my life and the way that I think and feel my way through, that's what I want to be focusing on, because that's your garden. So what kind of garden do you want? Yeah, so what kind of quality of consciousness do you want? Now, when we've asked these kinds of questions in our sessions in a space, the kind of answers that we often get is that I want it to be peaceful. I want to be happy. I want to feel strong. I want to feel empowered. I want to feel really good within myself. And do you know, to be the kind of person that brings happiness to the occasion? And so yeah, maybe think about it. You know, what do you want the aim of your thinking to be? Because when we look at it, we wouldn't go to sign up for a degree where we didn't know what kind of degree it was and what kind of certificate that we wanted at the end of it. We'd probably get disheartened, actually, you know, part of the way through, wouldn't we? Because we didn't really know where it was all leading, where it was going, and what we were really doing. And so the same actually applies in the quality of our thoughts and where we're headed with that. And so if I know, as I start my day, that, you know, ultimately, I want to feel good, I want to feel happy, I want to feel strengthened to respond to everything that comes my way in a really helpful way. And so if that's my intention, in a sense, like the architecture of my thoughts needs to be aligned to that. And if it isn't, then my responses won't be such. Yeah. And so we have different kinds of thoughts. And so you could say that there's four key buckets. It could be broader, but let's keep it simple. Yeah. So there's four key buckets. And so the first bucket being our thoughts could be necessary. So you guys, you had to book online for this session. You had to keep it in mind or put it in your diary that you needed to be at a certain place, certain time with your certain technology, yeah, in order to be able to connect to this. And you're here. Yeah, so those thoughts were necessary. You may have had other thoughts that were not necessary about that because you'd already thought about that, and they would fall into the bucket of unnecessary. Yeah. And so if I've already thought something through, I don't need to think about it again, do I, like five times? Yeah. And we can often do that. I might need to remind myself, but then that might be necessary. Yeah. And so it's kind of being aware of that kind of difference. And so other kinds of thoughts that we have could be, as I mentioned, could be unnecessary or wasteful. And in a sense, wasteful thinking, it's like your thought potential, let's say, for the day, had potential, but you left the tap on and it just all ran down the drain. And so, again, you know, so when I'm thinking wastefully, I'm actually not thinking in a way where I'm valuing my thoughts, I'm valuing my time, I'm valuing my energy, and I'm valuing that as a resource. And how does it make me feel? Yeah, so it starts to become a little bit more tangible, I think, when we start speaking about it in this way. And so negative thoughts, probably don't need to speak about it too much because you'll kind of know, well, negative thoughts don't make me feel good. But in a way, we do really need to understand what is it that's creating the negative thoughts. Why am I creating these negative thoughts? Because that's all part of the picture of me learning actually to really deeply understand how I'm wired, how all this habitual thinking has come about. It's not like I need to understand it in absolute detail and know where it actually stemmed from, you know, but I need to understand it to know that I don't want to be thinking like that anymore. But so it's not about dwelling on it, it's just understanding it enough to know that it's not helpful to me and knowing that I can change the way that I think. And so there's that side of it. And so negative thoughts are often connected to our desires about things, how we think things should be. And when you start to look at the energy that's behind them, it's a very taking energy. You know, it's really, it's like, you know, I'm not going to be happy unless this happens like this, or I'm not going to be happy unless this person's done this, or I'm not going to be happy unless I look like this. Do you see all of that? And so it's kind of taking from something that's very perhaps short term and very momentary perhaps, or something that I feel is going to impact my life or impact this moment. Yeah, if it's not like that. And so very much desire focused, where, and because it's really coming from a space of lacking, it's coming from a space of I don't have or not recognizing that I have. It's like it kind of digs a hole, and it's not looking to solve problems or look for different solutions, which of course all of that would fall into positive. And so positive thinking is a benevolent way of thinking. It's a generous way of thinking. How do you feel when you feel generous? And so you're open, you know, you're big-hearted, and you are aware that, you know, there's lots of different things to appreciate. Even in things that don't appear to be going well, you could probably find a way to think of why actually that's quite helpful right now. And so, you know, positive thinking is encouraging, it's compassionate, it's kind, empowering, may have said that already. So yeah, you kind of get the feeling, it's warm, it makes you feel good, it feels helpful, it feels strengthening. And so to be very aware of and really define those kind of buckets as you go through your day, it's really, really helpful, because I need to kind of connect with what it means for me on a personal level to think positively about things. And so I start to, you know, in a sense, it's like being an artist, you know, you start to create that palette of what that kind of looks like for you. And because we're habitual thinkers, we have something like 70,000 thoughts a day, which is a huge amount of thoughts. And the majority of that thinking is driven by the subconscious. So it's the thoughts that we've had in the past that we're just thinking those same old thoughts in a very similar moment again. And those kinds of responses, that's all happening again. And so if our thinking is habitual, really where it's at is really to learn to kind of change that thinking. You know, I will come to that. So there's different kinds of, you know, different ways we could say that we could start thinking, yeah, positively, about ourselves, about others, about the past, about the future. And I'm just going to give a little bit of time to that now, and I'll give a little bit of time to understanding the mind better, and we'll take it from there. So positive thoughts that I can have about myself. Yeah, so start kind of asking yourself, what are those kinds of thoughts I could have about myself? I think one of the key ones is very much also about your attitude towards yourself, towards life, towards other people. And so attitude is very connected to what you believe to be true. Yeah, so if right now I'm not feeling great with myself, and I won't kind of go too much on self-esteem right now, because we've got our self-esteem seminar on Thursday. So if you're interested in that area, you might want to check that out. So I'm going to stay more connected to the thought kind of level of it. So if the kinds of thoughts that I have about towards myself are not helpful, you know, that I'm always downplaying myself or nothing's good enough, these kinds of things. So for me to think positive, I need to keep on asking myself a question, you know, and it's a simple question is the way that I'm thinking right now, is it helpful to me? Yeah. And if it's not, what would be? And that can start to help me, you know, change that inner dialogue. You know, perhaps it's something that I need to do and I need to give my time and attention to. Is the way I'm approaching it, is that helpful to me right now? And if not, what would be? And so And also, as I mentioned before, you know, exploring the way that you think, exploring what trips you up, exploring what picks you up is all the kind of thing that's going to enable me to gain more self-understanding. And in addition to this, I think really like at the beginning of every day, to kind of check in with yourself. And I think the best time to do it, I mean, I usually kind of do, I'll have my morning meditation, then I'll have a little bit of time with myself. And I think, you know, again, it's a great opportunity to kind of see the situation that we're in right now, is that there's a real wonderful window of opportunity right now for some of us, not saying for all of us, because if you have families and stuff like that, it could be, you know, quite tricky if you've got your kids with you, et cetera, et cetera. But for some of us, we may have been the opportunity whereby we didn't have that time in the morning because we were kind of sorting ourselves out for work, et cetera, and then, you know, getting off out the door. But now I might find, you know, in terms of the time I need to be online, I've got time, yeah, for myself, and I've got more time. So it's a brilliant opportunity to use that time. Or, yeah, I was just thinking there, or you know, if when things start to go back more to normal, you know, it's the kind of thing you could do on your commute as well. So just to kind of check in with myself, you know, where am I at right now? How am I feeling? What's the inner energy? You know, what's going on with me? And how can I improve that? What are the kinds of thoughts that I can think to kind of help myself in that picture today? And what do I really want for myself as I go through the day? That's very much about how do I want to feel? And so you may come back to something, I want to feel relaxed and calm. I want to be showing up into all my kinds of meetings, feeling prepared. So I need to give that attention, but I want to do it in a relaxed manner. But it's kind of like you're starting to so sincerely have that intention and sincerely sow those seeds as you have those thoughts. And in doing so, it's like though you give those thoughts power with that sincerity of heart. And it's almost like that starts to grow roots in your consciousness. Because remember, yeah, whatever you're growing within your consciousness, again and again and again, that's what you're sustaining. And we're creating habits here. And so that's also an attitude that I'll take to how I approach things and how I go about my life. And I'll see that as, you know, that it brings really nice results. And so, to kind of have set that intention towards your day. And also like the challenges that come our way. So I may find that I have a tendency to, perhaps respond like, oh no, I can't believe this, you know, what's happened? Yeah. I'm sure it's not only me. And so instead, if I notice, oh, that's a tendency, it keeps on tripping me up, what can I do about it? I might decide, let me just see what, check in with myself and go, what does it feel like for me to become curious? And the kind of thoughts I have are, that's interesting. I wonder how that could be. Yeah, and so, but it's calm and it's, you know, there's a structure to it. There's an ease to it. There is a game to it. And so all of that, you know, it has a huge effect on kind of in the moment, like feeling completely like, you know, caught up and suppressed by the situation versus, you know, interested, curious, there's growth, there's understanding. And so all of these things, you know, just little tweaks here and there can make a huge difference to how you operate during the day. How can we be positive about others? Yeah, and so with other people, what's the tendency that we have? And the tendency is sometimes that we don't see the best in others. Yeah, we see what we don't like or what is currently irritating us, and our attention, yeah, just homes in on that tiny part of their character. When actually you know, there's so much more to that person, and I'm homing in on this tiny, tiny part and blowing it up all out of proportion. And so I think it's really, really important to kind of keep that in our minds, but also, and one of the things we learn in space is, and, you know, it's something that all, you know, yeah, I have found benefit in again and again and again. And it's definitely kind of part of it is looking to the best intentions of the person and really where they're coming from. That's one part of the picture. But the other one is connected to, you know, that what is the thing that I really appreciate about this person? And what is it that I value? Because when we give that attention, it's like it, again, sincerely, that's what grows within our consciousness. And I've had some really interesting results over the years with this, and qualities that I was really falling short of because I gave attention and appreciation to them in other people. Naturally, they started to grow. Yeah. And so it's really interesting, this whole aspect of consciousness and attention and what we are bringing alive in us when we start to really value a certain quality or a certain aspect or, you know, just a certain trait that we can all connect with, you know, and I'm seeing it because ultimately it is there. It's not like I'm, you know, I can't, otherwise I probably wouldn't even see it. So, a kind of takeaway there, really, out of all the key people that you are connecting with, whether it's online or whether it's, you know, where you live regularly, you know, to be aware of what are the key things, you know, within them that I really appreciate, that I really want to give value to. And when I think of them, that's the thing that I'm connecting to. Yeah, and that kind of thing can really help us be much more easily tolerant and cut the slack and see the full person, not just that tiny incident in the moment. And it's almost like, yeah, like a flower, you're continually taking the fragrance of that. And, you know, we all like a fragrant garden, I'm sure. I know I do. Okay, so the past, how can we be positive about the past? So the past, you could say, it's over, it's done, it's finished. But I still could be, you know, playing around with the past in my mind. I could be even doing a post-mortem on the past. Now, a really beneficial way to think of it is that the past is, it's a learning resource. Yeah. So it's not something to punish myself with. But, and so I really need to be aware when I go into the past with what feelings am I indulging in? And again, that beautiful quality of curiosity, like kind of what went on there? That was interesting. And kind of, you know, doing a little bit of, you know, perhaps even I felt uncomfortable when that happened. But I wonder why that was, you know, that kind of whole approach when it's coming from a place of, the reason why I'm doing this is so I can learn from it and move forward. So I can learn and transform the way that I go about things from unhelpful to helpful for me and everyone else. And so, I need to have an intention about how I am looking at the past, because lots of our old habits can be wired up to things like guilt and blame and hurt and pain and all of that. And so, if that's starting to happen within my thinking patterns, it's fine. I need to accept that that's happening, but not just leave it there. Yeah, because even the way I relate to my past, even that memory of how I go about dealing with all of that picture, even that needs to be changed as well as I go about this whole, in a sense, this whole inner checking and revitalizing and really bringing out the best energy in myself. Now, how I'm thinking about the future, that's really key, isn't it? And so there'll be certain things you've got to do tomorrow, you've got to prep for, or you know, that you need to maybe start working on straight away. And so all of that kind of planning up front is really, really helpful. And it's the kind of thing I think that we get a lot of comfort from, because we start to kind of feel like, yeah, I'm safe. I know what's going on. I know what I need to give my attention to. And what I need to do. And so that kind of stuff about the future is really good. Now, but the other part of it is very much connected to how do I want to show up in that picture? So if I've got a test tomorrow, yeah, I need to plan, I need to prep, I need to give that specific time and do that side of things, but it's not the only part of the picture, is it? Yeah. And so the other part of the picture would be, how do I want to be while I'm doing it? Well, I want to feel relaxed. I want to feel attentive. I want to have clarity. I want to be calm enough to think things through properly. What does that feel like? All of that. Yeah. And so by doing that, I've started to sow those seeds. I've started to, you know, that inner ground, I'm making it fertile. I'm sowing the seeds. And now, in between now and then and the event tomorrow, if that comes to mind, I just need to sustain that picture. And of course, do my prep. Yeah, so we get to see the picture. And so that's kind of that whole sort of area of thinking. And those are all takeaways, really, you know, to give attention to, you know, in terms of how you go about approaching, you know, yourself, other people, the past, the future. Now, the other part of this picture is about the mind and how the mind works. And so with the mind, we have conscious thinking and we've also got subconscious. Now, consciously, like tonight, you've been listening, you've been creating thoughts, you've been remembering things. You may have done a bit of daydreaming out the window, all of those kinds of things, yeah? And so all of that has been conscious. And everything else, it's like, so all your habits, all your past experiences, everything you've ever thought, felt, experienced, beyond this moment, this last stretch right now, is now part of your subconscious. Yeah, so it's huge. It's absolutely huge. There's a huge kind of filing system in there. And again, because we're habitual beings, and again, because I've had habitual responses, quite subconsciously, they will be informing me in the moment that I'm in until I have become conscious of how do I want to be. Yeah, and so it's a... In order for us to be able to do that, we need to use what's called the intellect. And the intellect, when it's related to thoughts in this respect, is about choosing and discerning and deciding the quality of your thinking. Yeah, so it's, and the way to use it is to become an observer. Yeah, become an observer to what you're thinking. So you may catch yourself in the moment. And, you know, just often I'll ask myself, you know, how am I feeling? You know, what's in my mind right now? Or even, you know, is that positive? Is that negative? And by making these kinds of inquiry questions, it really becomes clear on what I need to start to do to shift that. And so again, coming back to that question that we had before, you know, so what would be a helpful way for me to approach this right now? What would be a helpful way for me to think, you know, about how I want to go about this right now? And so, so, the intellect in a sense is like, you know, the positive thinker's best friend. And an easy way to remember that method is SOS. And what SOS means, it means to stand back, become the observer. There's your O. So you're standing back, you're becoming the observer to your thinking. And once you're aware of what's kind of going on, you know, that would be your inquiry questions, you then steer in a positive direction. So remember, you're the driver, you're in the driving seat, and you can choose where you're going. So as we were talking about right at the beginning, you're that's your udder. You're steering where you want your little boat to go. Okay, so that whole part of really understanding things is big, because you know how much my subconscious is driving the way that I'm going about things today. It's not to underestimate, it's huge. And the more I can, in a sense, kind of clean it out with the way that I think, the better. Because that I'll be able to reinform myself. And because I'm habitual, I'll get these thinking patterns going along. And after a while, it will start to become your kind of regular approach to actually start to think positively about something, because you just keep on doing it over and over again. And that's really the way to go as well, you know, is to kind of recognize that I just want to be, you know, just applying this habit again and again and again. You might, you know, have a look at it from different perspectives. I think a key part of this picture as well is, I mean, it's great you're here, and I'm sure there's many of you this evening that are online, and you've probably been to other sessions of ours too. So lovely to have you with us. And you're probably interested in meditation, personal development, all of this. So fantastic. I'd say just encourage that part of you more and more and more. So it becomes, you know, the stuff that you're feeding yourself and what's sustaining you, it's full of good quality things. Again, you know, if I give too much time to certain things, now let's say right now, I'm speaking for myself right now. Let's say for me right now, I watched the news all morning and I didn't do anything else. I know I would be thinking a lot about that during the day, because it's like that's what I fed my mind, and my mind's just going to go yak, or, you know, and kind of think all of that back. So if it's stuff that's going to be useful to me that I want to do things with, then fantastic. I just need to give my mind the right food. So just to really be aware of that. I know we've got quite a lot of podcast type stuff on our website now. So we've been running these online events for a while too. So yeah, feel free to check those kinds of things out as well. Meditation is a wonderful tool. I'm not going to speak more about that. We've got online sessions. So if you've not checked them out, I'd really strongly suggest you do. And just note for yourself how you feel after that, and note for yourself how that's influenced your thinking and your thoughts for the rest of the day. When we run this session in a space, we often say, you know, give yourself 10 minutes in the morning before you start your day. Give yourself 10 minutes at the end of your day. Okay, so I am going to stop there and just guide you just for 1 minute, just for a very brief little mini meditation. And I'd like to thank you for joining us. And I would also like to let you make you aware that we've got a great talk happening on Friday night, and it's about being kind of, you know, when you're overwhelmed, juggling, you know, how do you deal with that? And so, yeah, fantastic talk. That's at 6:30 on Thursday night, 6 o'clock. We've got another seminar on self-esteem. So do join us for those. And yeah, for those of you that are online for the next minute, happy to guide you for a minute's meditation. So just sitting comfortably. And just resting your eyes just on a point in front of you. And as you do, just letting go of all the different thoughts that are there right now in your mind in the last few moments. Letting your body relax. And now on the screen of your mind, just visualize being by a very beautiful lake. And it's the kind of lake that you can swim in. The water's so fresh and warm. Now, it's not an ordinary lake. As you dip into that lake, you naturally feel calm. So just taking your thoughts, your attention, and just dip yourself into the lake. And let that feeling of calm just wash down everything from the day. Bringing you into the experience of feeling relaxed and uplifted. Wonderful. Thank you very much for joining, and yeah, see you again. Thank you.